Three times after that, they refused that I go outside the country. I was three times to the police office, and there was nothing new regarding what the question they asked me. It's the same question I have. I collaborate with the FDRL, and there was testimony from some people, members of the FDRL, who say that I was in Kinshasa with them in March. But I was not in Kinshasa in March. I was there in February. And after when my lawyer asked them, because your testimony is not right, now Victoria is free to go where she wants. She is free to organize the meeting of her political party. They say, no, not yet. We are looking for other evidence against her. But that was the day after that the Minister of Justice said that there is no evidence against me. Now I can say that the strategy of the government of Kagame using against me to avoid that I will participate in the election, that all political parties will participate in the election.
Why are you saying the government wants to prevent you from participating in the election when the government, you know, basically was there, allowed you to campaign, allowed you to say what you wanted to say? So why would the government come out and say they don't want you to participate in the election?
They don't allow me because Unity today, they refused to give the authorization to organize the meeting of all political parties. You know that the government of Paul Kagame does not accept or tolerate any other opinion. If you are not aligned with the policy of Paul Kagame, you have both your master to remain silent or to fly or to end up in jail. And we think that it's time to stop this system of this regime of Kagame.
Now, but some people have criticized you for making certain remarks about the 1994 genocide, which is against the law. And that is why you came under criticism. And you know the government is mandated to protect the people from the 1994 genocide from happening ever again.
You know what we say? The genocide is happening 16 years ago. And we say the government does not have to use genocide. Now, if you see, the genocide has become a kind of blackmail to use against everyone. We say it is 15 years after what happened. We don't have to be the prison of our history. The genocide has happened, but we have to go ahead. We have to think to the future. We have to build the future together, but you don't have to use the genocide for end political.
But don't you think the government has the responsibility to ensure that this never happens in Rwanda again?
Yes, the government has this responsibility, but you have to know if when the genocide was possible, because there is a political of exclusion. Now the RPF government does make the same mistake. They don't accept other voice. They have to accept that we cannot have the same opinion. All Rwandan people cannot have the same opinion. They have to accept that we have different opinion. And this opinion is not to destroy what the RPF government achieved in 16 years, but is to see how we can together to go ahead, to bring our country back together.
When are you going to register your party? Because apparently your party is not registered, which is against the laws in Rwanda.
But the government refused to give me the authorization to hold my meeting. Because if you don't have the first meeting for your political party, you cannot get all signatures, 200 signatures. You need to have 200 signatures. And to have this, you have to organize a meeting. But the government refused to give the authorization to organize this meeting. That is the problem. The problem is not me, but the problem is the Kagame government who refused to give this authorization for the members of the UDF.
Well, why do you say that? Because the last time I spoke to some officials, they said some parties have registered. So why do you think you are being singled out?
I don't know, because the minister of the local government said, Poland, there is the stolen the police, Victoire has to go to the police office. We cannot allow the hair to get the, to hold the meeting. But this is against the constitution, because the constitution you can say that if the person are not judged by the court, she is still or he is still innocent. I am still innocent so long there are no judgment against me. This means that I normally have right to organize the meeting. This means that I have right to go outside the country. But the policy or the minister of local government refused me to give this authorization. And that is the violation of the constitution.
So when do you think you can get out of Rwanda to go where you were going before the police invited you for questioning?
I don't have any day because I asked also the police the Monday, that was the last day I was there. I say I hope that now we are finished, that I can go outside the country because I have a different meeting that where I have to participate. But the police say that I have to stay in the country. I don't have to go out to the country.
So are you hopeful that probably next week you can leave the country?
I don't know when, but as I say today, we are looking what we can, with my lawyer, what we can do against this decision, because it is not a legal decision of the policy of the Minister of Local Government. It is against the lawyer in Rwanda. It is against the constitution. It is against the lawyer of the political party. Normally, I have to go where I want, because there is no reason why I have to stay in my home, because I cannot go outside my home except to go to the mall, to the church, but I cannot organize a meeting. I cannot go to the conference. I cannot organize a press conference. I don't understand. That is why we decided with my lawyer to go to the court, to ask that I can use my own rights to go ahead with my political activity.